Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Anthropologists can identify a society's values from the material culture it produces. Sally Hahn, associate professor of anthropology at the State University of New York Oneonta, explains what the items we collect during a life-changing event have to say about how we view the event.
Why study material objects? Because the things we make, use, throw away, even hoard or steal, offer glimpses into our everyday joys, pains, hopes, and fears. One experience illustrates this vividly. It's a time when, for months, we accumulate new gadgets and gear that take on unimagined importance. I'm talking about pregnancy. Having a baby on the way prompts a range of projects. Soon-to-be parents take stock of what things they have and what things they think they'll need. They invest time and money preparing a nursery, which eager family and friends help fill with furniture, toys, and decorations. Some wealthier families even move into bigger houses to better fit their changing circumstances. One's home, the things in it, and how they're arranged are metaphors for the people who inhabit them. In the U.S., the path to parenthood is lined with new books, cribs, car seats, breast pumps, strollers, and carriers. The list is endless. These things tell us not only about the choices moms and dads can make, but also what choices they cannot make. Having the right baby stuff isn't so much a badge of good parenting as it is an indicator of socioeconomic status. Gifts speak volumes about our values as a community and culture. Keepsakes like silver cups are made of material that is precious, while playthings are small and soft, like babies themselves. We train our children early in the social significance of gender, clothing our newborns in pink or blue. There's no richer example of this than pregnancy in America, from the sonogram baby pictures we place in a scrapbook to the things given and received at baby showers. Whether we realize it or not, these things, and all of our things, make us who we are.
That was Sally Hahn of SUNY Oneonta. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.